present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Fell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome to the show that really takes the lid off and lets a lot of nasty things out, including our two teams, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton. And Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And we start with our version of Sounds Peculiar. I'm going to play in a few bizarre sound effects, and I want you to tell me what you think they are. I shall award marks. We've been inundated with a postcard from a man in Ramsgate after the first show, who says that it's impossible for him to keep up with the excitement of the show if I don't give the marks, which I didn't, I'm afraid, last week, and I apologise, and I shall keep them scrupulously this week. Teams. Oh. Right, now, the first sound effect is coming up for you, Willie Rushton.
Tony Benn having a brain transplant. Or is it Keith Joseph Remembers?
You're getting close.
That's as close as I care to get.
Yes, well, you get a mark then.
Thank you.
Right, Graham Garden, here's your sound effect.
That's got to be page 3 of The Sun. Failing that, could it be... No, I won't ask the question, I'll tell you. That was Cyril Smith tying his shoelaces.
I think you can have 2 marks for that.
Oh,
just to put somebody in the lead. Tim Brooke Taylor, here's your sign coming up.
That is quite clearly John McEnroe trying his new racket out on the head of the umpire.
First applause from the audience, so that has 3 marks.
What a memory you've got, Tim.
Barry Cryer, here's yours coming up.
Barbara Streisand with hay fever. Or the start of the Observer Round the World oil rig race.
And a ripple of applause there, but only 1 mark. So that gives William and Tim 4 marks and Barry and Graham 3 marks. How exciting. Now, this is the point where I give the teams advance warning of the late arrivals that they'll be announcing later on in the programme. And this week we'll be asking for the late arrivals for the Criminals Ball. Late arrivals for the Criminals Ball. Now we have the game called Paranoia. And in this game, the rules are rather complicated, so listen very carefully. Team A decides that there is something wrong with Team B, and Team B have to guess what is wrong with themselves by asking questions. Team A reply in a manner appropriate to Team B's affliction. And the aim is to make the members of Team B paranoid and to leave the studio twitching. Now, first of all, those who are afflicted are going to be Barry and Graham, so you have to interrogate Tim and Willie as to what is wrong with you. And incidentally, our studio audience here will be informed as to what is wrong with Barry and Graham, and here's a voice to tell you at home.
Graham and Barry are John McEnroe.
Okay, Barry and Graham, start interrogating, please.
What's wrong with us?
Well, you see, you've got to sort it out. I mean, we can't sort it out.
We're in a state of some confusion, are we? Schizophrenic?
In a strange way.
Well, you left me in 2 minds about that.
Well, I know you have your point of view, but I think you can, you know, don't push it.
Is this a joint point of view or Barry's point of
view? No, another thing. There's only one of you.
There's only one
thing after the event and something else during it.
There is only one of us.
But we are one.
Well, that throws the scoring system out for a start.
Right.
Graham and I are one. This is not a proposal. Speak for yourself. We are
one person.
Look, there's no
suffering.
Point in getting upset about it now. Just cool, for your own sake, just cool down.
Short-tempered. Irritable.
Well, sure.
Thank you for that unsolicited applause.
Wimbledon.
Ah!
You were appearing in Wimbledon.
Oh, we are John McEnroe. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good heavens, you took ages on that one, didn't you? So we can only give you 8 marks for that.
Several.
Now,
new balls,
the sufferers... sufferers are now Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor, who are going to ask Barry and Graham what's wrong with them. Meanwhile, our studio audience is being informed, and so will you be at home by The Voice.
Willie and Tim are paranoid.
Okay, well now, Willie and Tim, you have to interrogate Barry and Graham to see what's wrong with you. Start away.
Do we both suffer from this paranoia?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I didn't hear the answer.
Stop while we're ahead.
Is the answer yes or no?
Yes.
Have we ever appeared on page 3 of The Sun?
Your secret is safe with us if you have.
We both...
think we're someone.
Siamese twins. No.
No.
We both think we're one person.
Let me remind you, your first question was, do we both suffer from this paranoia? And the audience applauded. Ah. And I only said that so that the chairman could get a bit of applause. Then.
You demonstrate you were listening better than we were.
Are we both paranoid that we're playing paranoia?
We'll give him that, haven't we? Oh, we better give him that, yes.
We give him that.
Yes, the answer is... The answer is that you are paranoid.
See, thank you very
and
much.
You got that, if we discount all that fooling about afterwards, you got that in about 2 seconds. So I can give you 6 marks for that one. And we go on to the section of the program which is called opera, and this is the serious part. It's a musical round. I want you to sing a snatch of grand opera in turn from a selected passage accompanied by, of course, Colin Sell at the piano, and you're going to sing in duet. Tim and Willie, you're going to sing first, and your little bit of opera is set to the libretto of The Rules of Hunt the Thimble.
Well, in fact, this is a little-known version of Hunt the Thimble. It came out in the later century. It's called How Green You Are, and it's a singing variation of Hunt the Thimble. How
I'm
Green
glad
you,
you tell me.
Right. Maestro.
I'm just tuning up, sorry.
Do, re, mi, fa, so.
Can I start?
It's how green you are.
A singing variation of Hunt the Thimble.
When the seeker comes in to look for the thimble.
When the seeker comes in to look for the thimble.
I just sung that.
I know.
Oh.
The children sing over and over again.
How green you are.
How green you are.
How green you are.
How green you are.
The volume of noise increasing.
Or decreasing as the seeker gets nearer to or moves away from the thimble. How green you are.
Well, the audience applauded for 25 seconds, which gains you 4 marks. Graham and Barry, you have to do the singing now.
Sounds fun.
Your libretto is the ticket for today's show.
Come to a show.
See the stars.
Come to a show.
See the stars. You can get a free ticket for many popular radio shows. Right. BBC Ticket Unit, Broadcasting House, W1A, 4, www. Enclosing a stamped addressed envelope. Many comedies, quizzes, panel games and musical programs are recorded with a studio audience.
Most of them take place in the evenings.
Some at lunchtime.
Oh, eat. Ah!
One oh, more time.
Remember, Metropolitan Line player.
Green, green.
With that ovation, that puts Barry and Graham in the lead. And we move on to our next round. I'm going to ask you all to give me a few wise old sayings. It's as simple as that. I don't know whether to start with the wisest or the oldest. Barry Cryer.
Start with the oldest, yes. Wet change means warm barmaid. My mother always used to say that. We never knew what she meant. You want another one, or are we going round?
Well, you do you have another one?
There's no answer to that. A midget in a nudist camp is no man's friend.
Okay, Willie?
There's a certain truth in this which may eliminate me from the contest. A knee in the groin is worth two on the hassock.
Not eliminated, just suspended.
The watermelon has more seeds than the dead gerbil. There's a fairy going here.
Oh, here's another one.
Sorry, never tell the weight of your hat to a Christian scientist.
Well, yes, I've collected these from all over the country. A real one I heard down in Cornwall was, if you can see the silly ales, it's going to rain. If you can't see them, it's raining. It's a popular one in Oxfordshire, where I live, which is, horses lay, drink all day. Horses fight, drink all night. Horses roam, sod off all. And a gem... Gem from the northeast. You kinda get a word out of a haddock on a Saturday afternoon, and you're wasting your time the rest of the week as well.
Well, I've been getting them from all over the country, mainly from John Junkin, actually. One of them I like especially was, if it's red at night, Hendon's on fire. And if it's red in the morning, Hendon's still on fire and the farmen are out on strike. From Australia, actually, because I've actually combed the world for these, because I spare no expense for this programme. Yeah. From Australia, a bird in the bush is fair bonza.
Combed the bush, too, have you?
Barry, do you have another one?
There's attention to
detail.
I haven't
combed the world. I've brushed Wilsdon for this. My uncle Betty used to live in Wilsdon Lane, and he... always used to say, and my God, I've never forgotten this, he used to say, you'll never see a volovo in a knacker's yard. And you know I never have.
Well, at the end of that round, Graham and Tim have 12 and Willie and Barry have 14. And now we're going to play sound charades. Using only the immense versatility of their voices, each team will in turn give us a charade of a play, film, book, or whatever. The other team will then have to guess what it is or why they bothered to do it in the first place. And as usual, we have our hard-working computer in action for this number, which will tell the studio audience what the charade is about. And our voice is going to tell you at home. Tim and Willie are going to do the first charade. And here it is going up for the audience and for you at home, the voice.
I am Curious Yellow.
Right. Now, Tim and Willie, I'm going to ask you to tell them whether it's a play, film, book, or whatever.
It's a film, and it's got four words. And we're going to do them all together. Hurro, 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 what's all this then?
It's a fair cop, Gov. Oh, actually, when I say fair cop, I don't actually mean that.
Hurro, 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 what's all this then? Ha!
Vaguely Nipponese, isn't it?
Mm.
Town like Alice, which has nothing to do with anything.
That's a town like Aris in Chinese.
Japanese law. Policeman?
Not so much Japanese. I got
Chinese.
The... Ah.
Policeman. Charlie Chan.
We've misled you here, really.
Chinese police. Yeah, it's a fair
arrest,
cop.
A Chinese arrest or arrest.
Yeah. A recent film?
No.
Very old.
Not so...
But it lives on video, I think, in many disgusting homes.
The audience, any ideas? In joke. Oh, I am Curious Yellow.
Right. Yeah. Ah.
Excellent.
Yeah, 10 marks for that, Graham. That was inspired. Now, Barry and Graham are going to do their charade. And Tim and Willie are going to guess it. Meanwhile, the audience here will be told what it is, and so will you at home.
Ordinary People.
Barry and Graham, will you tell them whether it's going to be a film, a book, or what?
Film.
A film. Two words.
Two words.
Two words.
And we do it all at once. Right.
Hello, Reg.
How are you going, Jeff? Well, I'm all right.
You?
Mustn't grumble, you know.
No, no.
No, stroll on.
Yeah. See you.
Cheers, Jeff.
See you, bud.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's
yes,
it.
That's
oh,
it.
That was riveting.
Have you ever filmed the memoirs of Fred Mulley? He's Fred Murray in China, you know.
Fred Murray.
Let me just tell the audience that if the guessing team gets warm and near to it, you're allowed to encourage them with some applause.
Hysteria.
I say if they get near to it. Nobody has yet.
Is it two words?
Yes, yes.
I thought I'd get some applause on that.
It's still two words.
It's Reg and Jeff, mainly.
They were pretty boring, too, weren't they?
Yes. Star Wars.
I think these are going to be extremely ordinary people.
Yeah, I think I can give you 11 for that, Tim.
11?
And now it's your turn to do a charade again. It's going up on the board for the audience here, and here it is for you at home, Tim and Willie's charade.
The Chinese Detective.
Now, it's for you to act your charade, Tim and Willie. Will you tell them if it's a film, a book, or what?
It's a television series.
Ah.
And it's got three words, and we're going to do them all at once. And I shall start. Hello, hello. Hello. What's all this, then? I am a little curious.
Sure. About,
a little curious about the colour of the Rolls Royce.
Oh, it's a jaundiced colour.
Would you say it was a buttercup?
Well, buttercup, ha-ha, if you like.
Is that it?
Is that it?
The
Yellow Rolls-Royce is a film, not a television series, wasn't it?
Does the word yellow appear in the title of this television programme?
No.
No.
Or more strictly, no, it doesn't at all.
No, it doesn't at all.
Right. Something yellow appears in the title.
If you're a racialist, yes.
Surely you're not so pedestrian as to be doing the Chinese Detective.
I don't think pedestrian at all. I thought it was a very good series.
Chinese pedestrian.
Chinese 16 marks then for you, Graham. And it's going to be your turn to do the last of our charades here. So let's have our audience in here informed and also you at home.
Superman 2.
So everybody knows Barry and Graham's charade, except, of course, Tim and Willie, who have to find out what it is. But they would like, first of all, to know if it's a play, a film, or a book, or a play, or a what?
Film, two words.
Two words.
Look, I'm sorry, but this phone box is already in use.
Superman 2.
Fools to ourselves.
And that gives you, Tim and Willie, 24 marks. And the situation is, at the moment, that both teams have amassed a formidable array of marks. And we go on to round four limericks. I'm going to ask you to make up some limericks that are suitable for broadcasting. And so this is going to be a pretty short round. And I'll give you the first line of the limericks in turn, and you take one line each. And we'll start with you, Willie Rushton. Here's your first line. A young man from near Milton Keynes.
Was into some strange, kinky scenes.
Oh, dear.
He'd stand on his head.
Take a French loaf of bread.
I think we all know what that means.
Well, you all narrowly missed being disqualified entirely after that one, but I'll give you, Barry, a mark or two for finishing that one off. And it's going to be your turn to follow up this line. There was a droll fellow called Cryer.
Who set his best trousers on fire.
As the flames reached his crack...
which he didn't like much.
His voice grew higher and higher.
Two marks there for Tim for rounding that one off. Graham, it's your turn to follow up now, your opening line. There was a young lady from Penge.
Penge?
There was a young lady from Penge who had a day out with some friends.
Fringe, she was given some fluid.
By a randy old druid.
And now she's a toast of Stonehenge.
Willie Rushton gets a couple of marks there. Isn't that boring? Everybody's getting the same number of marks. Right, and now, Tim, here's a particularly inspiring first line for you to follow up. A brilliant young chairman called Humph.
Ooh. Humph. Who was always surrounded by Bump.
Kicked his legs in the air.
Ran a comb through his hair.
Which for him was a major triumph.
Wordsmith.
And that loses you 7 marks. Personal remarks. And it's level pegging. And now we reach the stage where I sit back, because I'm going to ask you all teams, either in turn or all together, to announce your late arrivals for the criminals' ball. Anyone can start, anyone can finish.
International flavours the ball this week. We have the Greek blues singer, Grivas Bodidley-Harm.
And the Chinese detective. R. Salt. Diddley Dipper.
You're welcome, please. Mr. and Mrs. Plifting. And their son, Shaw Plifting.
A military group coming in now, please. Will you welcome Major Ritty Verdict, who demands corporal punishment for an offence against private property.
Good heavens, there's that famous con man and conjurer, Ali Bai. I wonder how much his wand's worth.
The band's arrived. Rob Berry with violins.
The singers will be Jemmy Craven, Kate Ambush and Killer Black. With his worm, Wood Scrubs. Oh, he's got some strange ways.
And all the way from Sweden, the Knee family, Lars Knee. And his daughter, Betty Lars Knee. And his grandmother, Grand Lars Knee.
Just joining the band, our pianist, who does a lot of prison concerts, Colin Sell. With his girlfriend, Ida Entikit.
There's Dick Turpin with his friend from Golders Green, Oy Vey Robbery.
Oh, there's Ronnie B. Oh, he's gone. Oh, he's left his friend, the Whistler's Mugger.
Mr. and Mrs. warn you that anything you may say will be taken down and used in evidence against you. And their son, Amos, warn you.
Anything you may say.
Mr. Sentence and his tiny mother, the mini mum Sentence.
Not forgetting Mr. and Mrs. Ongat Wylight and their judicial son, Justice Ongat Wylight. When the lights are low.
Well, judge for yourself.
Before I close the show, Willie, can we hear from you once again? No. I think people at home might be getting worried.
No, not. I've gone home.
Well, this is the point in the programme.
Also from Golders Green, Mr. and Mrs. Ittery Confinement and their son, Sol Ittery Confinement. Thank you. Thank you, the Golders Green group.
Well, with Tim and Willie on the point of overtaking Graham and Barry, this is where, unfortunately, time has caught us up and we have to leave you now. So until next time, join us again. And goodbye from all of us.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.